Want to know what's the word on all things pop culture? You've come to the right place. It's time for the Bronx Buzz. Stay tuned for all the tea from hot celebrity gossip to movies to music and more. The Bronx Buzz has it all. Your go-to for entertainment updates right now on 107.7 The Bronx Retro.
You're listening to The Bronx Buzz, your daily dose of celebrity gossip, entertainment news, and pop culture on 107.7 The Bronx Retro, WRRC2. Two-time Intercollegiate Broadcasting System's Media Award nominee for Best Online/Streaming College Station. I'm your host, Grace Bertrand. At 88 years old, legendary crooner Steve Lawrence, best known as one half of the music duo Steve and 80, has died. The Grammy and Emmy Award-winning entertainer died at his home in Los Angeles on Thursday. The family confirmed in a press release, sharing that Lawrence died as a result of complications due to Alzheimer's disease. Lawrence began his entertainment career as a teenager and established himself as a talented crooner. He was hired on as part of a singing ensemble for Steve Allen's Tonight Show, where he met future wife 80 Gourmet. The pair formed a romance and a musical partnership and gained fame as Steve and 80, during which time both had successful solo careers as well. The pair performed as Steve and 80 until Gourmet retired from singing in 2009, before her death in 2013. As the anticipation builds for Hollywood's biggest night, the Oscars, one notable absence for the red carpet will be supermodel Gigi Hadid, who will not be attending the event alongside her boyfriend Bradley Cooper. Cooper, who earned two Oscar nominations for his work in the film Maestro, won't have Hadid by his side. A source tells Entertainment Tonight that Hadid's decision to skip the Oscars is rooted in her commitment to spending quality time with her daughter. Despite not making a joint appearance at the Oscars, the couple is said to be in high spirits and enjoying their time together. The dynamics among all parties involved, including Hadid, Cooper, Cooper's ex, Irina Shayk, and Hadid's ex, Zayn Malik, appear to be positive and mature. Hadid shares a 3-year-old daughter, Kai Malik, while Cooper shares 6-year-old daughter, Leah, with Shayk, whom he split from in 2019 but has remained friendly. President Joe Biden is catching up with some Hollywood presidents. Ahead of his State of the Union address on Thursday, Biden enlisted actors who've played presidents in TV and film for tips, including Michael Douglas, Gina Davis, Bill Pullman, Morgan Freeman, and Tony Goldwyn. Freeman offers the first piece of advice as the former commander-in-chief from Deep Impact and jokes about what he had to deal with as president.
Well, sir, in my capacity as president, all I had to deal with was a meteor. One of the things that I came out of that with in my speech to people is hope. Hope is the strongest force we have on this planet. It is the most useful and the most effective. My advice is just keep telling us how you're working for us and building hope.
Audio from X. President Biden will address a joint session of Congress at the U.S. Capitol on Thursday at 9 p.m. ET. That's all for this episode of The Bronx Buzz, your daily dose of celebrity tea, pop news, and entertainment drama on 107.7 The Bronx Retro, your 2023 and 2024 IBS Media Award nominee for Best Online/Streaming College Radio Station. Live from Rider University, I'm Grace Bertrand.
We hope that you've gotten your daily fill of movie, TV, music, pop culture news, and more. But if you've missed What's the Word with the Bronx Buzz, check out all entertainment reports on 107.7thebronx.com/BronxBuzz. Now back to the classic hits of the 50s, 60s, 70s, 80s, and 90s on 107.7 The Bronx Retro.